Blog Talk Radio.
Baby, it's been some time since we've seen each other.
This is T. Austin Reed of the Wicked Chicks, and you're listening to the In Tune Radio Show with your host, the lovely Miss P. It's all love and crazy pants, babies.
Hey guys, it's your girl Miss P and you are now tuned in. If you're tuned in for the first time, then I want to say welcome. I hope it's not your last. And for all those who continue to support the Intune Show, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. So we're just going to jump right into it with tonight's guest, which is Kenya. And she's been singing in church ever since she could remember, you know, one of those geniuses, you know, the people that start singing when they're like two. Yeah, you know, I'm jealous, Kenya. Jealous, jealous, jealous. Miss P cannot sing and Miss P cannot dance. But, you know, hopefully after being immersed in so many amazing people that I do get to interview on the show, some of that will start rubbing off on me. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and bring her right on so we can get in tune with everything else about Kenya. Hey, Kenya, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm good. How's everybody?
Everybody's doing well.
How you doing, Miss P?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I also wanted to just say, you know, happy birthday to your little girl.
Oh, thank you.
It is today, right?
Yes, Michael Jackson's birthday.
Okay, and shout out to... Yeah, shout out to, you know, Michael, too. May he be resting in peace.
Yes.
Let's just say that, definitely. So, again, I just want to thank you for taking this special day to spend a little bit of time with us so we can get in tune with you. So without further ado, Kenya, you know, just tell us a little bit about yourself, like how you got started, you know, things of that nature, because, you know, people are like, Kenya, I see you tweeting it, I see you tweeting it, but, you know, and they want to know, and I like that, and I like the mystique of it all, because now they get to tune in and gain. So tell them a little bit about who
right.
Kenya is.
Well, I really just really started out in church, like most R&B soul singers started in church, and I was very shy, and after that, the preacher saw that I had something, asked me to be in the choir, and then after that, he started asking me to do solos, and I gradually just got out of my shell and started doing the solos and ended up liking singing in church in front of people, and
right.
That's how I originally got into it, so
mm-hmm.
It just branched into going to record with people who wanted hooks on tracks and things like that, in that nature. And then I got into wanting to do my own project. And when I branched off, that's how I like this better. I like to do my own stuff.
Right. So the process, so at what point, since you started singing in church and started singing about seven years ago, roughly, am I correct?
Right.
Okay.
A little more than
7 years ago?
Yeah.
You know, it seemed like you were just born to do it because, you know, even if it was like between 7 to 10, that's still like, you know, you have a lot going on for someone in that time frame, so to speak.
Yeah,
you know,
I think it's in my blood on both sides of the family. We have a lot of musicians and singers and actually, you know, the song that Missy Elliott sampled by Ann Peoples, I Can't Stand the Rain.
Yes.
I can't stand the rain. That's on my mom's side. That's family on my mom's side. So it's a long line of singers and entertainers in the family. And I think I was just, it's in my blood to do it. I've tried to even get out of it before. And I can't. It doesn't go away.
Absolutely. So, okay. So at what age did you decide, okay, this is what I'm going to do and this is how it's going down? Because I'm always curious because, you know, growing up, I know I was confused. I didn't know what I want to do 1 minute to the next. So when did you come to that point where you were just like, okay, this is what I'm going to do, although you knew that you came from a family of talented individuals?
Right. I think I just realized that from being in the studio doing a lot of hooks on R&B people and rappers that were already out and things like that, I was like, well, if I'm doing all this work, you know, for everyone else, I might as well do my own project. And so when I got used to doing my own project and playing shows, it was a good friend of mine who really like egg me on to get on stage, and she kind of left me hanging on stage and got me out of my shell of being terrified. Mm-hmm. And since that day, it was a college show, and since that day, and I just came out of my shell and said, okay, this is what I want to do. And actually, that show I opened for Biz Markie. It was a rap
wow.
show.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought I was going to get booed off the stage because it was nothing but rappers and, you know, hardcore hip-hop fans. They don't want to listen to R&B. But I got on there and they loved it, so I just took motivation from the crowd and as a sign to keep going. And I've been on that path ever since.
Right. So I was listening to your music and stuff like that, and I'm digging it. And it seems like, you know, in my opinion, but correct me if I'm wrong, that you write,
okay.
so to speak, like for the women out here, like empowerment.
Oh, yeah. I'm definitely for women empowerment, for sure. You know, women now, they have more choices. They're able to have children, have a family, have a career. They're able to balance their lives as to where in the past it wasn't like that. So, you know, I'm one also to speak for that because I have two young girls and I try to teach them that they can have a career, they can go to college, they can be working women, as well as being a mother and a role model to people. So
absolutely.
They're definitely musically inclined as well, and they love music, and so I just try to keep music in the house all the time. Yeah, definitely, my songs are definitely about relationships, but mainly from a female perspective.
Oh, right, exactly, because that's really where we have to come from. I mean, we can correlate with dudes when we get aggressive, but it's always just, you know, nice to show that little feminine side, you know? So I wanted to also let you know that I post your pictures on Facebook. Now, I couldn't add you on that particular page because it's full, but I was like, I have to go on the other one and add you because I want to stay connected, of course. But every picture that I, you know, was posting, people were like, oh, my God, she's beautiful and da-da-da-da, you know. And I was just like, isn't she, though? So, you know, how do you feel just to be, like, amazing on so many levels as talented and then just gorgeous at the same time? You hear that a lot, don't you?
I feel so blessed. I'm not even
look at you. You're blushing right
now. I'm
very
grateful to people. You know, beauty's in the eye of the beholder, but I really appreciate it. You know, I'm getting a lot of international support right now. I have a pretty good, strong local base here. You know, I just opened for Lila James. I'm not sure if you know her.
Yes, I do.
Soul singer Lila James. I just opened a show for her last week, and that went well. People were feeling my music out here, so I'm just hoping to just keep going with it, making new music, making better music. Just keep it coming.
Right, absolutely. And if I may, I kind of, like, resonate with your whole style and everything like that because, you know, me being a thick girl myself, you know, having, you know, some boobs and, you know, the hips and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I just think that it's phenomenal because you wear it well in the sense that it's like you just look at you as a person. You know, you just wear everything so well. I've seen so many females out here that, you know, they are voluptuous and things of that nature, and they just don't know what to do with themselves, you know. And there's no disrespect to anyone out there. Everyone has their own style. But you just exude this you know, energy and this presence with yourself. And, you know, I'm really into that. And I'm just like, you know what, I can see her doing, like, modeling. And, you know, I don't know if you already been doing that or whatever, but definitely you can see all of that happening with you as far as, like, makeup and showing women that they can be amazing and young girls out here that, hey, you don't have to be, like, an anorexic to be gorgeous and, you know, things of that nature. So hats off to you for, you know, bringing that across to me because sometimes even us as women, we need to hear that or see that sometimes from other women.
Well, thank you. But I am working on slimming down just a bit.
You look
great. I've lost about 10 pounds, but, yeah, I try to keep it healthy, you know, nothing too small, but just eating healthy food, you know. I like home-cooked food, no fast food, so.
Right. So that's amazing.
I just try to, exude
bounce
that,
it
I guess,
out.
Through my music, keep my voice clean, drink a lot of tea, you know.
And be beautiful.
Just keeping it real. Yeah.
And just be beautiful. Simple as that. So
yeah.
when you're out there doing your thing and it's time for downtime, what do Kenya like to do for Kenya?
I love people would probably never ever guess this, but I love to go surfing, wakeboarding. I'm all into the water sports, so yeah, probably no one would ever guess that, but yeah, that's the other side of me, downtime. And I love the beach, the water. Love hanging out with my friends, going out shopping, you know, doing the girl thing, going to get clothes and makeup done and all that, and shoe shopping, of course.
So that's, absolutely.
That's my favorite.
I can relate 110% to that one.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite designer?
Yeah. Oh, God, I have so many. Actually, people don't know this about me either. I went to fashion design school before I even was known to even sing. So all my old friends knew me as, oh, you're designing fashion, so what are you doing singing? And so all the new people are like, you design clothes too? But I have so many designers that I love. I really love Carl Kanai, you know, Donna Karan, YSL, Armani, Gucci, you name it.
Right, you're with it.
Yeah, I'm with Kimora Lee Simmons is probably like the top mentor for me. She's awesome.
Yes, she really is awesome. She is. So putting music aside for a second, you know, what else do you like to do? So we know that on the downtime what you like to do, but do you have any other hidden talents that people aren't conscientious of? Outside of music, of course. So, you know, I'm hearing that the fashion designing and...
Yeah.
Do you play any instruments?
Yeah, well, fashion. Yeah, I do play the piano. And people don't know that I do produce a lot of my own tracks. I write them, arrange them. I write for other artists as well. And I went to SF State, San Francisco State University, graduated in ECA. And that's the background of the industry, which is broadcasting, film, video production. So that's another love I have. I have an affinity for all the new technology, so to say, you know. So I'm really good at filming. Mm-hmm. So I direct a lot of my videos with the teams, Outburst Studios out here. They're getting seeked out by Chris Brown and some other people. I work with a team in New York who works with Jay-Z and all them people. So I'm just decided that I'm going to start my own production company called Royal Spotlight Productions.
Yay.
And that'll be coming soon. So that's a real love I have as well. So being in the background as well as in the front.
Right. Well, you fit anywhere. Right. You fit anywhere.
Yeah.
And in the chat room we have from T. Austin, I had interviewed her not too long ago, and she's also engineer, artist, performer, actress, and all those yummy things. She said to tell you that, you know, you guys can go surfing anytime, because she's another one who told me that,
okay.
Which was a shock as well. Like, what? You going surfing?
Cool. Yeah, that's off the hook. That's awesome. I'll take one on the offer.
Yeah. She said awesomeness when you said that, you know, you like the back end, the front end, and she's like, awesomeness. So, you know, I guess
that's just,
follow her on Twitter at Kenya Music, T. Austin.
Yeah.
Yes, definitely. So let's get into who are your inspirations musically or, you know, family-wise.
Musically, I love Beyonce, of course. She just has such a vocal range and a cool spirit about herself, and her voice is just immaculate, you know. And my next favorite would be Mariah Carey.
Mm-hmm.
Her voice is, her tone, just her whole work ethic about her music. Those are my two top, but I also always loved Aaliyah
yes.
before she passed. And Sierra, she's another mm-hmm. one I love. So those people I really love. They work hard, and deserve to have, you know, have their props.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So how do you see, like, as a female artist, plus all the other yummy things that you are, how do you see the music industry right now? Because you're, like, all over the place in it. So what do you, from your perception?
Well, I see the quality of music has changed a lot. I don't think the quality of music is as great as it used to be, per se. But I do see that there's more opportunities for artists, especially as far as the social networking aspect of the whole business. You can get in and you can be in so many different arenas. You don't have to just be in one category, which I love. And with all the new online radio stations like you, you don't have to necessarily be on syndicated radio to make it.
So
I love that. I love your show. I love that you put me on the show and that it's,
of course,
you know, that's big. That's big. So you can go worldwide on a radio station online, and you don't even really necessarily need to be known on a radio station. So, yeah, music's changed a lot. The majors are going out a lot, and then the independents are coming in. So I like it.
Definitely. And I'm so, like, my hats are off to you. Like, if you were in my face, I would just hug you up for saying that. Because this is what I try to let people know, that, you know, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be on, you know, regular radio that you can turn on in your car, because you could turn us on and reach us, and we reach more places.
Right.
Then, you know, the distance is beyond. Exactly.
Right. You get paid a lot more. You get your publishing, your writing together. You make a lot more behind the scenes. And people,
yeah,
I think, are confused. They just need to be out in the front all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not necessarily the case.
Absolutely.
The people I've met in the industry, they've never even been seen. No one even knows who they are. But they're making the money.
Exactly. Sitting back,
so,
like, ha, 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 ha.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right.
So as a female artist, you know, what are some of the difficulties, if any, have you encountered? And the reason why I'm asking this question is because, you know, there's a lot of young teenage girls that tune into the show that are interested in emerging into the industry. So I like when I have strong, powerful women like yourself on to kind of visit that a little bit to get everyone's different perception about,
well,
you know, what they would deal with.
I would just say to be confident and not too sensitive, because it can be tough, and this is not an industry where you know, can be very sensitive. So you have to have tough skin and just perseverance, consistency, hard work, and, you know, just pretty much, I say to network with people, build your partnerships, but don't disenfranchise other artists, because it's not good. If you're an artist yourself, I believe you should support other artists. And if you don't, then that's not a good business ethic, you know. That's the first rule of business. You have to support each other. And and you come up and everybody, it's a win-win.
Absolutely.
That's probably my best advice.
So how do you separate, you know, personal from business? Because that can be challenging for some folk. But you seem like you're so grounded. So what's your method?
I don't know. Maybe my kids. They keep me grounded because I'm busy, you know. So, you know, just lots of exercise and just trying to maintain a family life and friendships with my friends and not talk too much about music all the time, especially if they're not in the music. And then when I do my music, I'm full force music. When I do my videos, I'm full force music videos, you know, with the team. And I'm a team player, so you have to be. No one makes it by themselves, and you have to have people. And I think that's one of the things that other artists around here don't understand. You can't really necessarily not support other people and expect support back. So just to be a team player,
Yes,
that's
definitely.
What I would say.
Definitely. So we have a question in the chat room, and the question is, let me skip all that. Can I ask her? Because I was about to read it word for word. where will you be performing next, and will you be performing in Charlotte, North Carolina area anytime soon?
No, I haven't planned on it, but, I mean, hey, I'm down to go wherever. You know, as long as I see a plane ticket.
Right, as long as it's paid for.
No. Accommodations, you know, I'm down.
Definitely.
I don't know. Out here, Pleasanton, I'm going to be performing at Tommy T's, which is a comedy club. It's pretty popular. And I should be doing other future shows at a place called New Parish in Oakland. And I just did a show, and there's big artists that come there, like Jamie Foxx. Well, Estelle from London, you know her.
Mm-hmm,
she's
yeah.
been there to perform. I met her, got some pictures. So I'll be doing some future shows there, and some in Sacramento and Vegas. But I haven't hit up that coast yet. Possibly Atlanta. But hey, we never know. It's all in the works.
Yeah, definitely. You know,
yep.
We can. Everyone who wants to, you know. Have Kenya in the area, start tweeting her to death. That's how I get my way in life, Kenya. Tweet
okay,
you to death until
it.
I get it together. I'll tell everybody, hey, everyone, tweet Kenya music. Tell her we want her in New York, and everyone will just start tweeting you. Like, who's Kenya?
Yeah.
But I'll tweet her, you know.
Yeah, tweet. I feel like a bird. Okay, tweet.
Tweet her to death and tell her you want her
yeah.
there and see. And I bet you it can happen because you never know. You just never know.
Yeah.
Mhm. So, so for anyone who's just tuning in now for the first time, and they're late, mind you, but we are on demand, so definitely can follow up with this interview. So that's the awesome thing about internet radio as well. But definitely let them know, like, if you had to describe your music in 5 words, what would those 5 words be?
Ooh, 5 words. Okay, well, that's kind of short. Let me see. I would say sultry, soothing, exciting, danceable, and soulful.
Yay. So that's all the reasons why people should definitely check Kenya out, because of all those 5 reasons right there. And where can they go?
Or
Kenya?
I might have given you 6. No.
No, 6 is okay,
because
it's a bonus.
Yeah.
And where can they go to, you know, stay in tune with you and, you know, get your updates and things of that nature? And tweet you to
that. Oh, cool. You can go to Kenya Music to tweet me. You can go to Reverb Nation. Reverb Nation is worldwide, so you can go to Reverb Nation / Kenya Music, KENYA Music, the proper way, MUSIC. Or you can hit me up on Facebook under Kenya Music 360.
Mm-hmm.
That's my fan page. And,
definitely.
And or, yeah, you can reach me on Facebook. I'm on
great.
Instagram under Kenya Tix.
Oh, like I'm going to follow you right now.
Oh, good. KENYAPICS, Kenya Tix.
Yeah, definitely. And I know the guys that are tuned in are definitely happy to hear that, because, like I said, when I put your pics up on Facebook, it was just like this whole other world. I didn't even understand what was happening.
Cool.
I'm serious. I was like, wow,
that's
okay,
good.
She is gorgeous, though, for real. Like, I have to take my hats off to her. So I just started posting more pictures. I was like, okay, let me go steal more pictures from her. Let me go share this on my page.
Right. I gotta talk to my photographer. I gotta get more pictures.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
So I just have like 2 more questions, and then I'm gonna let you go. What are you working with any artists right now? Like any new projects and stuff that you have coming out that we can be looking out for?
Yeah, actually, I just dropped a CD on iTunes and CD Baby. And that one is, I actually have the link on my page. I'll put it up right after the interview. It's under Kenya Music as well. So you can either go to CDBaby/Kenya Music, find me on there. Or I'm working at a studio right now called UGMX in San Jose. They have a lot of people coming through there, like Keisha Cole and Dwelle, those artists, if you know them. So anyway, I'm doing a project there, EP deal. So that should be coming out in probably by spring. But you can get the old EP on iTunes right now. And you can also reach me on ReverbNation.com, Kenya Music, SoundCloud, Kenya Music. And I also have a YouTube video under Kenya Music, YouTube.com. And the video I have is called Trippin', one of my songs.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. And I listened to that prior to the interview, and that was my last question. I just wanted to know, what was your inspiration for Trippin'?
Well, as you know, the title kind of says it all. But, you know, when you get with that person, you think, you know, get in the relationship, everything's all good at first, and then they start tripping. Some things change. So it was a real past relationship that I had that changed, you know, as we all do. And I wrote a song about it, and that was my inspiration for the song.
Absolutely. So any parting words for our guests that are tuned in right now?
I just want to thank everybody for listening and really thank Ms. P for having me on the Intune show, and thank all my supporters and everybody who stood by me, you know, for this long and through the process of coming out with my new project, and thanking my family for supporting everybody. I'm just really grateful to Michelle out there, Bullseye Entertainment, and my team at UGMX Studio, and everybody. Just everybody who has my back.
Absolutely. And happy birthday to your little munchkin again. And thank you
for sharing your mommy
with us.
Oh, sure. No problem. I hope everybody enjoyed this interview, and just want to say big up out there to London. Thanks for showing me international love and support.
Definitely. We will stay in tune with you. And anytime you have anything that you need to follow up with us with, just let us know.
I sure will.
Yay, I'm
Thanks
excited. Thank you. You're welcome. Can
I'm
you
excited
have a good night.
Too. Okay, good night. Good night, everybody.
Yeah, guys, so that was Kenya, and she's so awesome, awesome, awesome. And yay, T. Austin, she does surf, so that's definitely someone that you need to get in tune with, like, ASAP. I just wanted to let you guys know that, you know, we've been doing this for a long time now. Now let me stop. Anybody who has been listening to the show knows daggone well that I have not been doing this for a long time. But I just wanted to kind of piggyback off what Kenya said, that I just wanted to let you guys know that are tuning in and who will listen to this archive link, that I really, 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 really appreciate each and every one of you. And I know it may just sound like a tagline or something that I say all the time, but I let you guys know that I appreciate you, because I honestly really do. And without you guys tuning in and showing support, I don't care if it's one of you tuned in. The point being is that you are here for me, and there's no words for that. So this is why I continue to do what I do. So thank you for being amazing. Thank you for all you guys' support. We have over 25-plus-K listeners, and I mean, and this happened between May to August. May to August, so I'm just feeling real grateful right now and humbled by all the love that you guys show, all the time that y'all put in listening to my crazy pants laugh and my crazy pants rants and my little corny jokes, because without you guys, there's no Intune show. So I look forward to all that we have going on in the future, and God knows that I don't know who I'm interviewing tomorrow, but be here anyway, okay? be here anyway. I also wanted to let you guys know really quick that Phoenix Star 9 will be interviewing Miss P, and it's actually my first interview. So that's going to be on Saturday at 6 p.m., and I've been tweeting it because Miss P bears it all. And also guest hosting, and I'm really excited about that, is Therese. So I'm excited for the questions. So make them good and make them juicy, guys, because, you know, you got me. Use me while you have me and make me sweat, okay, under pressure. This is what it's all about, crazy pants style, like T. Austin said. So thank you, guys. I'm not going to keep you anymore. I appreciate and love you. Shout out to Kenya. Shout out to Michelle McGee for being always amazing to the Intune show and supporting. Without her, she's the one who helped me get the ball rolling with interviews and stuff of that nature. So I have to show her love. And for anyone who's looking for a publicist, definitely hit her up, Michelle McGee. She is awesome. She is loving. She is caring. And I couldn't ask for more. So thank you, guys. Stay in tune. And I will talk to you babies tomorrow. Shout out to my niece. I just noticed that you're in there, lovely. But shout out to you for being amazing as well. All love. All love. Talk to you babies tomorrow. Stay in tune.
I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. I'm in tune. About to take it to the moon. Let's go. I'm in tune. 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 About to take it to the moon. Let's go. Just tune in. Let's count it down from 10. I make 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let the show begin. With a pretty light skin. Diva name Miss P. Shout it. Cheat it off the meter. Just as fly as she can be. Hailing from the NYC. I rep that. Nothing like the mother bird.
Not at all.
What you ain't heard? Then tune in. BlogSpotRadio.com. Let's begin. Any topic, drop it. Gone, spark the conversation. Every show is all love. Ain't no room for all that hate. I've been waiting all day to tune in. If I see.
I'm about to find your conversation. Hottest music in the mix. Yeah.
From the bricks to the sticks. If you got internet connection, you can dial that magic number just to represent your
sex.
Or ask questions.
You got that.